So when we finish it, we can immediately go down to the shul. Assuming that the bear was supposed to be.
I believe so.
Okay, so let's. A lot of you, I think, got to a good place in terms of putting the pieces together with places. We ended off yesterday. Taisus at the end did Balasra. Taisus called Balasra. And you look inside, you have it there. So Taisus at the end says the last three lines. We near the low plebe. So what's happening over here? Taisus again was bothered by two subis and shas, right? So Taisus bothered by subis and Balasra, let's say. Okay? There's the mix in here and it's whatever, but we'll try to
bring him up that.
So Taisus says, wait a second. The whole part of Taisus, I mean, the Duke and Bava Basra that we're missing from the Gemara. What's missing in the Gemara in Bava Basra? Golden and guys like the Bava Mekadesh. So Taisus built this whole construct based on that deal. What's the construct? What is the mechanism at play here? In Afkos Kedushin, what mechanism is working? That's what's going on. But I have a problem. Because in Ksubis, what does appear? That concept is unnecessary, Taisus says straight out, is unnecessary if I'm working with it's unnecessary. It implies that Chacham don't have the Koyach, and I need the Das of the Mekadesh. So Tois at first again says, Inachinam, it's Machlekes HaSugis. Then he says, no, Miu, near the low Pligi, we want to make Shalom. Vitzuch time of the Vait Nirvana Mekadesh. So again, whenever you have identify the problem. His baseline, this is what I was saying, the baseline is what's operating? Yish. So who's the problematic sugya? Not Bava Basra, Ksubis is the problem. In the gate, baby, Kolim Mekadesh, Adayit Nidrabanan, that phrase is a very, very problematic phrase because it is totally unnecessary. You don't need the Das of the Mekadesh at all. All you need is Chazal to come in and say, no more Kiddushin. Yeah?
Yep.
So place the situation. What do I need that? What do I need Das? He says the following. The husband gave the kiddush and asked, "Okay, how again? Lo yakov l'chama afkia v'ilav mishum dadai d'rabanan mekadesh." So the question is, what does that mean? So I wrote here on the board. Taisa Mabasa says shloka hogan. That's they gonna be forced to marry you. So Chazal can just come in and end the marriage, open the marriage. What happens in Ksubis? So, we had two options we left with yesterday. Yeah, I think I said this quickly, so if you got, we had two options. What happens when we get to Ksubis? What's happening? Are we falling off of Yesh Koach Me'achal Makar Dabanan Torah? Or are we not falling off of Yesh Koach Me'achal Makar Dabanan Torah? Do they have the power or do they not have the power? What mechanism is at play?
In this case, they don't because it's not loaded.
See, if they don't, so how is the kiddushin being mad?
Because they're
wrong. What does that mean?
You have
what does das mean?
It gives you it's triggering their power.
It's not. So you're going to read Taisus, that now Taisus is flipping hard all the way back to Shittas HaRitva. And he's saying, oh, you know what the pshat is in kiddushin? Kiddushin is what? Kedushin al Tanai, because Taka the Chachamim totally cannot act there at all. They cannot end the marriage. Cannot be open in marriage. So what can end the marriage? The Mekadesh, because the Mekadesh made it Tanai. Which means you're learning in Taisus, and Taisus is learning Bava Basra, Yeshkoch Be'ad Chachamim, and he's agreeing with the Ritva in Ksubis. So I don't think that that's a pshat. A, that's bizarre. It's bizarre that you're learning one way to a whole sugya, and at the end you're like, yeah, let me just change totally, radically to a totally different concept of Afkim Rabbanan. And that's Stam strikes me as difficult. More, the Lashon of Tosfos, I don't hear that. Tosfos says, came in the Kiddushin, Hasim, came in the Kiddushin, has a go, and that's Tzubis. Lo haya ka'lam in lafkim ilav. What's a lo haya in lav? I thought this something in Seder. Lo haya in lav. How do you translate that accurately? He doesn't say they don't have. He says they would not have had koach had it not been for?
If not for the das.
The das. But now that there is das, then?
Then they have koach.
Then they have koach. Shir just told me the pshat is it's your tanai. It's your das. If we're in the world of tanai, Rabbi Isai, there's no koach chachamim. We said this yesterday. If it's a word of tanai, who's uprooting this marriage? Whose koach is this?
Yeah.
It's a mekadesh. It's your tanai. If I write a contract with you with a condition built in that then destroys the whole contract because it wasn't met, so who destroyed the contract? Me. The mekadesh. I was making the deal. I made it totally in chazal. I was with their power. They're not ending the marriage. What ends the marriage? I know they're saying they don't like the marriage, I get that. But who, what power is ending this, is uprooting the marriage? The fact that it was up to nine. Tais is not saying that. Tais is not saying that. Kim the Kiddushin has to go on the way of Kotlam, that the Rabbanah. Which means that Dai the Rabbanah Tais is not now flipping back and giving a whole other shot. What is that Dai the Rabbanah doing? That Dai the Rabbanah is instead of what? Now, what role is it taking?
Okay.
Instead of what?
Instead of
the Shalom Kahogan. But both of them are doing what?
Giving Koch.
Giving Koch. Allowing Chazal to operate. Allowing Chazal to operate. Now, further riot to this, the Seder just pointed out before in Seder, if you look at our Tosfos, in Tzubis, what does he say? Again, it depends how you see the Tosfos. But he says, "Vafilu ma darbi yisharabu diyesh kochocham lagar darbi natayra had with like aveira." Avalei li aveira. This is clearly the question of the Gemara. Meshani yisharabot yilas no zinga kiddushin. So at this point in Tosfos. Again, he does say a few on the Omar, so it's a little tricky. But what's Tosfos saying? How is Tosfos learning our Gemara at this point? What concept is the operative concept that's uprooting the Kiddusha? Yesh Koch. He's quoting that Gemara in Yevamos, the test, yeah? Right? He's quoting Yesh Koch HaKamen. And he says, oh, what was Ravina's Kasha? The Kasha was, hey, but that's only there's an Aveir, right? Like we saw in... And the word says no, and then when Ravashi answers, he says no, even if there's an Aveir. So what's operating? As David pointed out, what's operating here, Rabbi Yisrael? What's the operating concept? What is operating Kiddushin? At the end of the day, we're finished twice, finished reading twice. What's operating in Ksubas Daf Yom? Yesh Ko Mecham, no? Yes, no? Have you guys learned twice in Baba Basra? 2 minutes ago. How do you guys learn Tosfos in Baba Basra? At the end of the day, what's happening in Ksubas Daf Yom?
Das.
Tonight. Ritva. Now, you could take the Machlokes and Baalei Tosfos. Could be. But according to you guys, it's going to come out that Tosfos in Ksubas is operating with Yesh Koach Melacham La'akar. Tosfos in Baba Basra is operating with Tosfos in Baba Basra is Pshat in Ksubas. Let me make that clear. Tosfos in Baba Basra is Pshat in Ksubas, according to you, is what? Tanai. And Tosfos in Ksubas is Yesh Koach Melacham La'akar. According to you, it's Machlokes and Baalei Tosfos. If you learn what we're saying now, then it's not true. Then Tosfos is consistent. Tosfos, from the beginning to the end, is operating with Chazal are the ones who are uprooting the Kiddushin. Not Tanaim. Not the Ritva. Not the Ritva. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
How do you see that in Tosfos and Baba Basra?
Because, first of all, he never mentions Das at all. And even at the end, he says, they wouldn't have had the koyach ilav mishum the Dei Rabbanan Mekadosh. So now that means, a new concept of what Adai Dirabanan Kadesh means. So what is Adai Dirabanan doing? What is Adai Dirabanan doing?
Even placing the Hogan.
So this gets a little tricky. This is what, see, what you were, I think, angling towards. What does that Adai Dirabanan do? Now, you're going to tell me it gives power. That's not true. What do you mean it gives power? If we're operating with Yishkov Be'er Chachamim, so Chazal seem to have that. It doesn't mean,
why do they have that power?
Why? How again, we see it.
Hogan above a Basar, but if you say you have the Kalaf, why?
So I don't know if I. So, yeah. So, as we said a minute ago, so you have two options. Again, I don't know if this is giving power because it's more situational. Meaning, where do Chazal utilize this power? When do they activate this power? So, here, again, I don't want to say giving power because I don't understand conceptually exactly what that means. Could be it's true. I would phrase it more as Chazal, according to Tysis at least, seem to want to operate with a limited power.
But
limited to when? Either Loka Hogan, when you were Shloka Hogan, so they'll do Loka Hogan, right? You did the Kiddushin itself with Shloka Hogan, so therefore they will uproot that Kiddushin. Or if when you were having Kiddushin, even if it was Kahogan, because it was Kahogan, according to Tysis, Dafka, because it was Kahogan, what does that mean it was Kahogan? You were following Chazal, Dafka, that's Moshe Yisrael, and for what?
You said it's not Dafka, you just said it's not.
It's not Das.
It's not a Tanai, but you said it's.
No, it's not Tanai.
Why is it not Das?
It's not Das.
It's not Tanai. I need it to be that Chazal are the ones that are breaking up this marriage and not.
What's the difference?
Tanai.
What's the difference between that?
Because there's no Yishkov and Avalakar.
So it's like this third category of.
It's a subcategory.
Of Das.
No, not of Das. I'm all on the side of Yishkov and Chachamim. But where does Yishkov operate? Either in a Shlogon situation, either in a low Shlogon situation. Yeah? Or in Ksubis, it's going to operate in a situation where because I got married, Al Datam.
That gives Kalah.
Again, I don't even know how to say these words. But they now, because it was Al Datam, again, not because of Tanai. Don't make a mistake. We're not going with Tanai. We're not going Ritva. They are the ones. It's not in your Ta'aba. That's not the Pshat. It's not the Pshat. They are being oikir with the Koyach invested in them of what? What Koyach? Yishkoch Me'af from Lachar, the one time. But you're right, and it's only because in this situation I allowed them, let's say, to utilize that power. When did I allow, how did I allow them?
Das.
No, yeah, so don't use that word. No, it's not.
So what's the
difference? I don't want to go down. I want to say Tysus is totally not like the Ritva. Okay, that's my goal. Tysus the Ritva, no shaykhs. What?
You can still say like Rashi.
Let's leave Rashi for 1 second.
What's the difference?
Rashi 30 seconds. We got to move quickly. Let's just, okay. Oh. Now, either way, Ritva or Tysis, how do you read the Gemara? We mentioned yesterday, we didn't get back to it, there's a Gemara problem, which is Ravina and Ravashi. And all the Rishonim, if you notice the Ibra Maskels, are all going on the Shach and the Tari and the Gemara, right? Who has the Kasha? Ravina, right? So Tainach, Kosh Bekasha. I hear what you're going to say. Ravashi said, Yosef is nuts. Yeah? Very difficult. Why is that Shach v'Tari difficult? Let's just flesh this out. Why is that a difficult Shach v'Tari, everybody? What part of it is difficult? Let's think it through logically. If we're going to go, let's go back to Ritva and say the reason this Kiddushin is over is because your whole Kiddushin was built on a Tanai. What was it, Tanai? Chazal. Approve. If Chazal disapprove, then what? Then I'm not marrying you. Does it make sense to you that should work with Kesef more than with Bia?
Yeah.
Why?
It's not physical.
Because Kesef you can turn.
There's a big difference. Kesef you can turn into Matana, the Bias still happen physically.
Great. It usually happen physically.
Yes.
Who cares? I do a contract with you. I buy a house for you. On condition. I gave you the money. I did the kinyanin. You didn't need the condition. What happens? No sale. Who cares?
The money can't make her back into Basula. They can say the money.
Who the heck cares if she's a Basula?
Everybody.
Yeah, but after the Kesef, anyways, they're having.
What does Tanai mean? Tanai means the Maisa happened! But you pull the rug out from under it. Because on condition, no? Who cares? Who cares how you do the Kiddushin? Let me ask you a question. You marry a woman with Bia, Kiddushin Bia, in your to Abba. And then Abba says no.
Oof.
What do you say? You're married or you're not married?
No.
Of course you're not married. Of course you're not. So what's your, what's Ravina's problem? Tein ach bekaspa. Very difficult. Tein, what do you mean tein ach bekaspa? We're discussing Tanayim. A Tanayim works whether it's Kesef or B, who cares?
The Avera. What about the Avera?
They have Koach.
Who cares? No Koach in Tanayim. Let's jump to the other side for a second. We're not Taisus. Let's say we're going with the Yishkol and Chacham Lachar Dem Natayru. Let's say with the Yishkol and Chacham Lachar Dem Natayru. Let's say we're going to jump into Taisus. Team Taisus now, yeah? Which again, we're saying is totally Yishkol and Chacham. No flipping back to the Ritva at all. Yeah? Yishkol and Chacham. Chazal can uproot Kiddushin.
Because they can do that.
Kesef Bia doesn't have it. What's the cash of the Martin of Kesef? Why is it more understandable they cannot prove a condition with Kesef and Bia?
Well, maybe I mean not by Bia, no, because it's a physical change.
Why?
It's a physical change instead of just a transaction.
And therefore, they don't have Kesef anymore? You can't wait. What's the Kesef of Chazal?
Well, maybe limited.
Chazal can make Truma, and they can say it's not Truma. There was not Truma.
Right.
Not Truma. Even though you said this is Truma, this is now Matuka, it's not. This is fixed, right? Is it Matuka? No, didn't happen. No? Why can't I say by Bia? You're not married. Yeah, Bia. No. What's the cash of it all? Ravashi's posh, of course they can do that.
Kids?
No,
maybe my wife is
that
Bia.
Mom said no one's in moms are here.
What are you
Why
doing?
Why is Mom
Zayra?
No, there's no one saying it. There's no way she's saying it.
What are you doing with the Bia? The first Bia that happened.
What do you mean, what am I doing with
the Bia? She's not what I'm saying. What are you going to do with the Bia? That's what Rocky says.
Okay.
Yishkach only works.
Because it's not something you can
take
back in somebody that's visible.
The
Kesef
is
visible.
Both all the Rishon have to deal with this problem. All the Rishon have to deal with it. Now, who deals with it? Lahedia. Look in Tyson Baba Basra. Right in the middle. I skipped this part before. You see where he says, Vahakhe Perusha? Kim Dafkin Rabban Kedusha Minei Avav Agav Gelo Kadosh Adaita. What, where's Tyson holding now? In Tyson's? He's in a Shalom Kogan situation. So what's for sure operating? What content's operating? Yishko Bat Chachamim. Look at the next word. Vahavi Rusha. He's all of a sudden deals with the Gemara. Bish, on the country of Kasva, Matsu, Rabban, Lahav, Kerek, Kasva, Lassiz, Matan, Lisha, on the country of Bia, Afal, Gav, the Yishko Bat Chachamim, Lakar, the Minatayra, and Weid, the Lek, Aveira. What's going on here? Whenever you see an Afal Gav, what does Afal Gav always tell you? There's a problem. And that's what Afagav means. What does Afagav tell you?
Problem.
Even if I'm telling you, I start in English by saying, even though, so you know there's a problem. Afagav means there's a problem. What's the problem that Tysus is struggling mightily with at this point in Tysus? Tysus just set forward, what's the mechanism of working? Yishkoch about Chacham. That cost should be across the board. And yet, Ravina has a strange question. Ravina says it should only work where?
Kesef.
Where should it work? Kesef and not Bia. Tess doesn't say why. I don't know Tess doesn't know why because he says so. Oh God, he says, wait a second, Yishkol Bat Chacham La'akar Dabar Natayra. Wait a second, I don't understand. If Chacham have Koach, then they have Koach. If they don't have Koach, they don't have Koach. Well, they sometimes say, no, they have Koach. So what in the world is Ravina asking? It's a nonsensical question. Bia, Kesef, who cares? They're oiker the Kiddushin. Why they oiker the Kiddushin? Because the guy acted Shalom Kogan. And that's our case here in Baba Basra. Shalom Kogan! This marriage is no marriage! So I care how the marriage was originally created. Who cares? We oiker the Kiddushin. Taisus is struggling. You see the Afaka. I understand. What's going on in the world? What's the Taina? What does he go out with?
Usually,
a Thera. Do you think this isn't a Allah Mush Bissina? Taisus is coming up with this. It must be. Says Taisus. That what? And if there's an Avera, then what? That's when they do that. But what's the question? Is this according to Taisus? Is the question of the Gemara they can't? Chazal can't? They can't uproot Bia?
How could
they? There was never a cash.
Okay.
How can they do that? Not how in the sense of
they always have the power.
You know, like, why are they?
You're saying to your friend, how can you do that? It doesn't mean how.
They're allowed.
It means, of course, Chazal have the power. Wow. What are we operating with? Again, this is Mukhrah. What are we operating with here in Taisus? This is where the two sukkahs match. We're operating with the Ishkog Yachim. Of course, that power is not limited, but what? But they're not going to operate. They won't utilize that if what?
If
it's going to create a Avera. Doesn't say anything about Besula, Be'ula. None of that. Avera. They're not going to. Do they have Koyach? Yeah. Aval Gav did. Yeshua Le'Ram. Chiyasu Yasu is Avera or Mishaliyim? Harry, what's the answer of Avashi then? Ravina was saying, could it be they're going to do that? If Ravina was asking, they can't, because there's some kind of clout. When there's Averus Chazal, we strip them of their power. They lost their superpower. We cut Shimshon's hair. He has no more power. We cut Chazal. Then what's the answer? We don't? No, that wasn't the conversation. What was the conversation?
How could they?
The answer is,
they can.
Yeah, they do that. They do that. Even Ad Kedekach. Ad Kedekach is going to create Avera. Business. What if I learn the other way? What if we learn the other way? What if we learn tonight? 1 minute. What if you learn tonight? You also have a problem. Don't think it's home. Why is it also a problem if you learn tonight? Let's think Shach Matari. If I mean this Kiddush Al tonight, we just said a minute ago, if I do it, I'll give Yir to Abba, and I have Bia, the Shin Kiddushin. Of course the Kiddushin's gone. What about the Bia? Who cares? I don't care. You made the Al Tanai, you knew. Why is this any different? I made it instead of Abba. Who did I make the Tanai dependent on? Chazal. So who cares Bia?
Can the Chazal uproot?
So again, what are we going to say again? Could they?
Are they uprooting?
Could they? Of course they can. But?
If they can, Avera.
Can you change it to an Avera?
Will they? Look at Rashi. Rashi says,
will they?
Fasting phrase. The end of Dibra Masim Kodesh being the last line. He says, the Kodesh Bibiya Va'ata Eker Kiddushin Mafreya Ma Tehe Al Biyasa. What do those four words mean?
What's going to happen?
Ma Tehe. What's going to be with their Bia? His name. What is it?
Balbera, I guess you're talking about Balbera.
Ma Tehe Al Biyasa. Also, he sounds like he's saying what? Could they? Even Ravina understood. Of course they can. Why? Not they. I should say. Is the Kiddushin Nekar? Of course the Kiddushin is Nekar. But what? How do we classify? How do we understand what's going to be with his Bia? What do we do with that? The difference is here. The problem is here. I'll leave it with this because we've got to go downstairs. Till now, we're discussing Chazal doing it. So we're going to say, will Chazal do it? Will Chazal not do it? But if we're discussing Tanoim, it's not Chazal. It's not Chazal. So what exactly was the Kash? So maybe in Rashi, this is what David was being promised before, maybe in Rashi we have to not do what we have underworld and not put Rashi with the Ritva and put a different Mishan in Rashi. So you can do that tonight with the Rashi.
Yeah!
Involved. Downstairs, everybody's up. Fire.